Denmark, Irish couples who are pursuing surrogacy in the Ukraine learnt this week that the country has been added to the mandatory hotel quarantine list by the Department of Health. Clarification is now being sought over bringing babies who are just days old into hotel quarantine. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally spoke to Mark and Sinead, who were due to come home this week with their son Theo.
I wouldn't put anybody else through this. That's a fact.
These are the words of a new dad. Mark Hederman learned on Saturday night that Ukraine, where his baby son was born to a surrogate 8 days ago, had been added to the hotel mandatory quarantine list here.
Straight away, I started getting a bit uneasy in terms of, you know, the exemptions for quarantine. There are a few there that could potentially mean we will be exempt, but there's nothing that's specific. Or certain, the criteria just is not clearly outlined. So we're scratching our heads thinking, what impact will this have on ourselves?
A growing number of Irish couples are having their babies through surrogates abroad. It's an arduous process, so it's understandable that Mark and his wife Sinead want to get their baby back to their home in Dublin.
Everything changes, like you're so in love with him, and you just want to protect him, I suppose. And to me, putting him into a hotel isn't protecting him. It's doing the complete opposite.
We have a house that's in Portmarnock. It's 10 minutes from the airport. You know, it's perfectly set up for us just to get back into our house and self-isolate there, like we've done previously when we were here in October. The only person that will see us when we get back to Dublin is Sinead's mum. She's a director of nursing. She's been vaccinated already. And she is in our loop. She'll bring food to us, drop them off. Nobody else will see us. You know, it's not so much protecting ourselves, it's protecting our son. That's what matters most.
On Friday, they'll get emergency travel documents in Ukraine to bring baby Theo home.
From that point, we have 3 days to leave the Ukraine. We do not have a choice but to get on flights to come home. We don't have the supplies for him in a hotel room. Like, we've no steriliser, we probably won't have enough formula by the time we get home, because we've only brought enough with us for our stay here, you know.
When asked, the Department of Health pointed to the list of exemptions on the gov.ie website. It says if you believe you're not required to undergo quarantine or required to leave quarantine early, you may request a review. Mark and Sinead will have to seek that through information they get from the Defence Forces at the hotel. But solicitor Annette Hickey says this is not in keeping with the wider government regulations.
Under one of the regulations, it says that a person is an exempted traveller. So an exempted traveller means, to my mind, it's somebody when they're coming into the country know that they have met with the requirements, that they are exempted from this requirement. So this couple travelling to Ireland with their newborn baby, they would be categorised as an exempted traveller if the Minister of Foreign Affairs provided them with written confirmation that they had travelled out of the state for urgent humanitarian reasons. Now, in my mind, there's nothing more urgent than the birth of your child, and there's nothing more humanitarian than ensuring that your child and this, you know, has parents with him or her from birth.
Annette Hickey represents many parents who have their children through surrogacy. So Mark and Sinead are just the first of what could be many more seeking clarification on this matter.
Surrogacy is not a choice. It's a last resort. And it's a long, difficult, hard road for a couple being here in Ireland, knowing there's another a woman is pregnant with your baby in the Ukraine, and you're just waiting to get there for the birth of your baby. It's a costly process. So on all levels, it's just unimaginable to think that these babies are going to come into Ireland and are going to be escorted in a bus, escorted by the army to some hotel facility for 2 weeks. I don't think that's the Ireland. It's not the Ireland, I think, anyway, that any of us would like to say that, you know, that's the way we treat or look after infants.
Because it's not just about us. I mean, we're probably the first couple to experience this because we're here right now. But I mean, there's a number of couples that are probably due to fly out or have just flown out. So it's not just about us, the bigger picture. It's for all those couples going through surrogacy in the Ukraine in the coming months that need clarification on this.
And that was Sinead Gallagher Hederman and her husband Mark speaking to our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally.